from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
And Britt Booker gives us a ride, and you can kiss.
Sometimes a lot can happen in 24 hours.
And you called that. Take the victory lap. You said Rooker.
Rooker is a dude. And right now the Giants are devoid of dudes.
And Butler, who made that park look like Wrigley. They both went deep.
That was Jenny Kavner, by the way, NBC Sports Jenny. Bay Area, yeah. On the call. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz or Daryl the Guru Johnson. Look, today is a day to get some stuff off your chest. Today is a day to tell us how you feel. And not just about the game, because it was the game within the game. It was the press conference before, and we're going to play plenty of sound. I'm sure you heard it on the Morning Rose with Bonte and Butch, but Farhan Zaidi spoke before the A's came in, hit four home runs, four solos, took Robbie Ray to the woodshed, and pretty much just embarrassed you in your house. And they're going to play again tonight, 6:45, but I do wonder how people felt, not just, again, the entire day yesterday, the build, the trade deadline, Solaire going away, Cobb going away, what it signaled, hearing Farhan talk about what it signaled 30 minutes after the deadline was done, and then watching that performance last night from your team. Today is a day to get whatever you got to get off your chest about the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, and I love that, Evan, and I got to tell you, you know, I called myself to you all a nerd, because I was one of the dudes with his popcorn really ready to see what Farhan was going to say, and he said what he said, and he did what he did, right? I don't agree with a lot of what's going on with the Giants, but I swear to you, as you were at the game, and we'll be there tonight together, I thought about you as I watched that game. But you know what I kept doing, Evan? I kept going back, because NBC Sports Bay Area played it in its entirety, the Farhan presser, and I just was by myself and had a moment, Evan. And the moment consisted of, hey, hold on, bud. You got the audacity, Farhan. First, can we play the sound, Evan? I don't know if we have it, but you let me know before I just go on my little rant. I want to just let you know, as hours and minutes went by, how I thought about the audacity of Farhan to sit here and make a comment that he made about his team that was two games under 500, four games out of the wild card, now five. You need offense. You're hemorrhaging, i.e. the game last night is the A's, 20 games under, come across the bridge, fast track, and just hit four home runs, and you couldn't even muster up a run. So, you know, I'm done. I am done sitting here talking about a damn team that still has action, or the math is still there, Evan, and they're not holding up their end of the bargain. You know, the one guy that had power, the PG&E guy in your lineup, and it hadn't manifested, was Soler, and you basically give him away for nothing. Okay, and I still gave you a pass in my world of you still can overcome four games and get in, but to watch the A's just come and slap you around last night, Evan, that pissed me off. And I feel like a fool. I feel like I feel like your face, there's two faces on your shoulders now, yours and Steiny. What would make me think the Giants are going to get off the mat? Not, I'm saying this. They are D-O-N-E. The dugout's lifeless. But this, I don't know if we have it, Evan. You let me know.
I got it.
Let's just press play, and I'm going to finish what I got to say.
No, this is what I want to start. And there was a lot yesterday. Farhan spoke for about 20 minutes. Our very own Sam Lubman was there, asked him a great question. And he pretty much just got peppered, Farhan Zaidi did, about the direction of the team, about his message to the fans, about what the deadline meant, why they choose to not sell Snell. And it all had to do, it sounds like, with selling the fans, which is ironic because there was a lot of sell shirts yesterday at the ballpark. We're talking about the Giants because they did not sell. But here's what Farhan had to say, and I think the thing that's kind of pissing people off today.
I mean, I guess you'd like to have the best rotation in baseball and the best offense in baseball, but, you know, that's, I guess, something to aspire to. Yeah, again, I kind of mentioned this before. I think for us, the upside that we saw was giving at-bats and opportunities to some of our own guys. There are, you know, always certain group of players out there in the trade deadline. There are players that I think were rumored out there that wound up not getting traded. A lot of those guys, you know, some of it is just really a hypothetical and not really a function of availability. So you've got to kind of make decisions based on what's real and what's attainable. And, you know, like I said, seeing the success of some of our other young players to kind of continue in that direction and try to give them the opportunity to build on that momentum. And again, I think that's what fans want to see. It's what we want to see. We want to see these guys who are going to be here for a long time get opportunities and hit their stride. And I don't, you know, from an organization standpoint, from a fan standpoint, I don't think anything, you know, gets people more excited than that. And again, for us, you know, bringing in a guy like Mark Canha, who I think is going to be huge for our clubhouse and just the functionality of our roster, you're hoping those are complementary to homegrown players, young guys who are really doing the heavy lifting. And so that's kind of the vision we hope to see.
Well, he kind of beat around the bush there, Goo, but he started at the beginning talking about you wanted the best rotation and the best lineup. You can't have both, unless, of course, you're like the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Yankees.
He had the best rotation in baseball.
Exactly. That's what he said. His sell to the fans are young players and, quote, the best rotation in baseball.
And how dare you say that, Farhan, with the state of your team and the fact that that best rotation hasn't even been together four times to pass the ball to each other this season. So even if you felt that way about your rotation, for you to sit there with your chest out like it's just matter of fact and the baseball world knows you got the dividends of the best rotation in baseball, that's embarrassing. And then on top of that, Ray, who I'm not mad at, goes out and looks human. He looks regular. But for Farhan not to read the room and sit there and say, we got the best rotation in baseball, it hasn't been that. And if you think you have that, you don't go let Soler go away from peanuts or for nothing. So I'm just looking at what happened last night, Evan, like that was karma. This dude probably is coming back. That's the worst part of this. But for the A's to come in here and look like they got life, they're playing hard, and there's no disconnect, I just don't know how any Giant fan feels like they deserve this. And I don't know when it's going to stop. But Evan, last night was the cherry on top for me. I called myself a fool. Like, to think this team is going to handle their business. Oh, they play the Rockies. They play the A's. They got the weakest schedule, and they lose to those teams. 2-3 to Colorado after the break, and let the A's come. I wanted to ask you about J.P. Spear. Can he pitch? And he was just painting the black all night, and that offense is anemic and impotent. Evan, this is bad. This is bad, but what set me off like Latifah last night was, did this dude really tell the world to start his presser, this is the best rotation in baseball? How dare you?
Well, it's wrong. Like, it's unequivocally, objectively wrong. It is not the best pitching staff in baseball. And when I heard that, I heard a disconnect. I heard a disconnect between the locker room and the front office. I heard Farhan Zaidi speaking about what he sees on his spreadsheet. On his spreadsheet. Well, I'll give you my spreadsheet. If you really want to go into numbers, if you really want to talk about stats, which is all that Zaidi appears to care about, which has really been guiding this franchise through 6 years of mediocrity outside of one season, the Giants are a bottom five pitching staff.
Wow.
Now, their starting rotation might be decent. It might have potential, and it might have a lot of big names. But so far this season, if you look at wins above replacement, I see the Phillies at the top. I see the Padres at the top. I see the Yankees towards the top. The Brewers, the Red Sox, the Mariners. You know where the San Francisco Giants are?
Give it to me.
Bottom five.
Wow.
They are 25th in wins above replacement by their pitching staff.
We suck. We no good.
Is what you are. You are not the best rotation in baseball. You do not have the best staff in baseball. In fact, you have one of the worst staffs that has performed this season.
Yes.
It's wrong.
Talk about that. You're right. Evan, and I guess that's what... Kay, can you play it? I think we actually got it. This is the one, E.
You know, I think as we looked at how this season has unfolded so far, a couple things really stand out. You know, one, which people have talked a lot about, and it's certainly how we feel internally, is it's been a long road to get our rotation to the place it's in now. We feel like we have the best rotation in baseball. So,
oh my goodness, man.
And when you have starting pitching like that, it can get you on a roll. You know, for us to keep that group together, seeing how we played this past weekend was, you know, really high priority, and obviously we had to be open to things that might come up, but that was really, you know, really our central philosophy going into the deadline is, and we have a rotation that can carry this team down the stretch and get us on a roll.
Wow, Evan, just even if you felt that, they haven't performed that way, and they hadn't even been healthy enough at the same time, but for you to say that, like, that you deserve some kudos, or you're trying to fertilize that thought of the pitching staff. Why would you say night to Soler? And now we find out Flores might be done. I heard Flem on with the roast, and maybe that's what Canna is. But I'm not even going to get mad at Canna. I just can't stand a Giant team that has been this under this guy for this long. It should be over, but the nightmare on Giant Street, and I mean this, a PSA to Giant fans, Evan, I've been redundant. This dude, to me, is not going anywhere. And if that ends up being the case, is they're five out now. They're five back. And the worst part about it is they're not handling their business. 53-56, and I'm a fool to sit here and think the math is still there, but that's all I'm going to echo. And shout out to Grandy, who was going at it with our own FP yesterday. FP was calling Grandy negative, and I'm waiting on FP today. Like, I'm hiding behind in the back alley of, dude, what? That's how everybody feels. What else is there, Evan? At this juncture, after what transpired yesterday, or what didn't transpire with the deadline, and then you go out the team and just look lifeless and let the A's just slap you. The A's looked like the better team yesterday. They got more power.
They were the better team yesterday.
No doubt.
They've been playing like the better team.
Come on, man. At what point do we just say, what's going on here?
Well, and that's why 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Infrastani, he's going to be back next week. He's across the pond in London. But you got Daryl the Goober Johnson here, as always. That's what's disappointing about yesterday. That's what's been disappointing about this season is Farhan yesterday has continued to peddle and selling, it has sold us, you know, essentially a false bill of goods. He's sold us this idea of this team that he constructed in the offseason. Spent a lot of money to go out and do it. Okay, well, I saw you pivot off of it at the deadline. So there's clearly a different direction, but he's still selling the same vision that he's had for this team all year. And I don't know if it's because he's just got his back up against the wall and that's all he has left. But if you want to even focus just on the starting rotation, they're 21st in ERA. Like, this starting rotation has not been the best rotation in baseball. Blake Snell has not been the best starting pitcher that you paid him to be. Logan Webb has even had a down year. Jordan Hicks is now in the bullpen after having a 4 ERA and kind of flaming out a little bit after 100. Like, there are reasons why this starting staff has not been, to Farhan's point, the best rotation in baseball. And that's what I hear when I hear him trying to peddle this narrative. There's a disconnect. You are not reading the locker room and the guys like you're reading your calculator and your spreadsheet. The spreadsheet says a player is supposed to be this. Okay, well, he's not. Robbie Ray last night is making his second start in the major leagues after coming off of Tommy John surgery.
Right.
How am I going to expect him to go out there and shove for 7-8 innings against an Oakland A's team when he can't get out of the fourth or the fifth because he's building himself back up? Blake Snell is finally starting to find his stride. But now it's Hayden Birdsong, who's 22 years old. Kyle Harrison is 25. There are young pitchers, and there are a lot of wild cards right now in that pitching staff that, yes, if they perform optimally, if they perform to their potential, well, yeah, then they are perhaps one of the best starting rotations in baseball. But they're not. They are objectively not. They're not pitching like it, and they haven't pitched like it all year. And if that's the only thing that you can grasp onto as far as hope and a prayer in your pitching staff for the remainder of this season, well, I'm sorry. I gotta go with what I've seen and what is actually on paper, not what is projected to be on paper. What is on paper is you being one of the worst performing pitching staffs in baseball, and you didn't improve it. You tried to lean more into it. You didn't add any offense, and then you wound up last night looking at a team that hits 4 home runs and basically just takes your money and runs home.
Man, well said. And on top of that, what did I eat? The tablet that I digested yesterday was, maybe it's about Luciano. Maybe it's not. Just forget, Daryl. Forget talking to myself. Forget the debacle that was his position or lack of position. Just, it's his bat. And Evan, they pinch hit for him. They pinch hit for him for Lamont Wade Jr. Luciano at the end of the game. Like, what sense does that make? And don't tell me it's on base percentage or whatnot. How can you rob the youngster of that moment? I just have so many questions, and this is what's so unfair. And I don't even want to call it unfair, Evan. I asked you this in the green room. Kay wasn't around. Where are you at on Melvin? Because I don't know what I think of Bob Melvin now. That's how bad this thing is. Was that his decision to tell Luciano sit down when we got rid of Soler, one of the only dudes that, if being proactive, if everything's going well, can hit the ball over the fence? But to tell Luciano to sit down after you call him back up for him to go through his puberty or whatnot, why would you rob him of that moment? It just didn't make sense. I'm questioning and everything. And Evan, I'm asking you because I want to hear about Bob Melvin. I'm looking at that A's dugout, and I watch the A's. Even when they're down, Evan, I just feel like there's a pulse. Guys are, and maybe they're playing for their jobs because they're doubted. But the Giants clubhouse, after the series where they went back east against the Pirates and Mets that weekend, that week where it was incredible, and they were pulling stuff out of there, you know what? I just don't see anything. It's just like dead men walking. And I feel like said manager, there's a part of that's your job description. You got to do something. And maybe you're going to tell me, because I'm interested to hear, Melvin's not that type of guy, but I feel like I don't know if he's the guy to lead whatever this is, if it's going to be led by the youngsters.
Well, I don't know if you or I or Ken or, you know, Matt Nahegan could lead this team right now to the postseason. I mean, seriously, I don't think that Bob Melvin has done a fantastic job this season, but it isn't as if he hasn't kicked over. You know, like, we've seen him get pissed. We've seen him call out his team. He's done it multiple times this year. And in fact, if it gets a little bit worse, he might do it again. But you can only do it so many times. That's what, you can't flip the spread every night. You can only do it so many times. And to his credit, when he's done it, the team has responded. But at the end of the day, I think a manager is there to amplify their team. What on the San Francisco Giants is there to amplify? Seriously. Like, the starting rotation has been injured. It has been a rotation that has not performed very well. Your position players are not all together that talented. And when they have been whole, they haven't given you what you've needed as far as offense, or it's been sporadic, it's been inconsistent. What is there for Bob Melvin to work with on this team? That's been anything. The only consistency about it might be Webb. I don't know. You know, as far as a position player, perhaps Ramos.
No doubt, he made the. I get he meant.
But didn't Melvin manipulate. Didn't even empower Ramos. Well, Ramos basically stepped up because he had to because of injuries. Like in a way, Farhan Zaidi, and this was the other part that you touched on, which I think is interesting. You know, this idea of empowering young players, like taking the bat out of Luciano's hand last night.
I couldn't believe it, man.
But they've only empowered their young players, it feels like, because they've had no other choice. Mm. Hayden Birdsong was called up, and Farhan's correct. He said he's basically expedited his timeline. He's accelerated his timeline. Birdsong has. That's why they traded Cobb, to provide a place in the rotation for him. Well, Farhan didn't empower Birdsong at the beginning of the year. He needed him. Hayden Birdsong was in Double-A at the beginning of this year, and he has made his way to the major leagues, and now he looks like he could be a dude. I have not seen them prioritize the younger players. I've seen the younger players grab the bull by the horns because the Giants have needed them to. Like, that to me was not a direction that they chose. They spent $200 million this offseason. They weren't going to empower young players, but the younger players have been the lone bright spot about this team. And even now, the Giants appear to have one foot in, one foot out, because in the ninth inning of a game that is, well, at the time it was either a five-run game or a four-run game.
But a three-run blast, who knows, Evan, we got action, or you keep it moving.
Yeah, but you take the bat out of Luciano's hands.
I was shocked, man.
It just, there doesn't appear to be any clarity. Like, I don't really understand what is going on. And that's why if that was Bob Melvin's choice, well, then that's, I don't know, maybe that's on Bob. But I don't know who to look at and say, well, that's Farhan's hand there. That's Bob's hand here. This is where ownership is. I don't really know how to read the San Francisco Giants right now. And that's probably why they're below 500, because I don't think they even know what to expect out of themselves on a given night.
Yeah. Oh, Evan, you're on fire, man. And it's just frustrating. And again, we'll find out that it'll all show itself and rear its head once the final out of the season is recorded. But Evan, we're a long way from that. So this thing could get ugly, or they could get off the mat tonight and win a game. But to have the A's, and I'm not throwing rocks at the A's, but I'm just watching everything that Farhan has said and done. And now, I left yesterday's show thinking about you in regard to Snell. Evan, I'm sorry, man. You got to do it or get off the pot. And if somehow Blake Snell doesn't opt in and he just walks, I think that makes this deadline worse. And I know you could sit here and say, well, what were they going to get? There was nothing worth it. But, I mean, man, they are so in the middle of mediocrity and what to do. There's no, like, just one, like, there's no plan, it feels like. So, with that said, if you're right and it's not Melvin and he's making the best out of the groceries that somebody else bought, then we got to find out who's going shopping. But that person right now is Farhan. I don't think he did himself any favors at that presser. And Evan, I'm going to say it because I've been sitting on it. I think he didn't trade or move off a Snell, not for the playoffs, because he didn't want to just admit failure or fault. And he wanted to make it look like to the fans that they still were trying to vie for this wild card. And if you were trying to do that, Mark Canha wouldn't be coming back. And so Lair wouldn't be going to Atlanta. And you would have got, I'm not saying Henry Aaron, but you would have got something, and they got nothing. And then they go out and look as lackluster as they did. You can't tell me there wasn't a correlation. I know I'll never have proof, but that game last night offensively from the Giants have been who they were. But that team didn't rally like, let's go take 2-2 from the A's and try to get back in it. They just the same at bats. They were quiet for six. Like your boy was, JP was Dylan.
They were lifeless, and they've looked lifeless for the majority of the season. Again, they have not been above 500 for more than 4 days.
That's my gosh, man.
That's who they are. They're a sub 500 team, and that's why, you know, to kind of just go back the last 24 hours, and I do want to basically throw it to the fans as well. It's about them. I also want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. You know, what do you have to get off your chest? I'll tell you. Like, I was in the building last night. We were on air yesterday. Following Solaire, following getting off of Cobb, which was a move that I guess could make sense, but it's all just a bunch of nothing burgers. After essentially a dud of a deadline, post-Farhan presser, watching that game, I have to imagine, for a lot of fans, was demoralizing, it was downtrodden, it was damning, it was downright difficult to watch. Seriously, it was more of the same following more of the same from the front office and the team. And that's why people don't have any belief in them. That's why people don't think this thing is going anywhere. You know, I feel like the only road is to forge ahead for the Giants because they've given themselves no other path. They have no choice but to try and win because they've stuck themselves in mud where, sure, you could lean more into younger players, but where is that going to get you? You know, it doesn't feel like they want to actually lean all the way in on younger guys. They've been forced to. And now they have maybe a couple glimpses of hope. But is that going to get you to October? No. Is Blake Snell going to want to come back next season? I'm not sure. Even if he doesn't, that's another L for Farhan. And there's been far too many L's as opposed to W's.
Yeah.
In fact, there's been more this season than not.
No doubt. And Evan, tell me if this even makes any sense to you, but I feel it. Soler and Snell are kind of the same guy to me. I know they're not, but they are because they represent holding on to one or the other what direction this season was going to go in if the Giants were going to be all in. And yesterday was an opportunity to add. They didn't. But at the end of the day, if you're going to say night-night to Soler, why would you hold on to Snell? Right there, that's a contradiction. So, you could say, Goo, I don't know how valuable, teams are willing or what prospects they were trying to give up for Snell, but it doesn't match. And everything they're doing right now seems to be mismatched. It doesn't add up.
No, and it's not even like a zebra where you have the same stripes. They're all going different directions, different colors. There might be polka dots. There might be stripes. I'm not really sure. There's a disconnect right now. The Giants feel disconnected to me. We're going to get to your calls on the other side. I see you, Brian, Mark, Will. Please hang on through the break. Evan Gittings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Somebody make up a joke about Wilkes Booth. Now, he's not in the booth anymore, but John Wilkes Booth killed Abraham Lincoln. There's got to be something there.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, Evan in for Steiny with Guru.
Steiny!
Yeah, I do miss that guy.
Where was he going with that one? I miss him, too.
John Wilkes Booth. Yeah. Well, that was one of his best. RIP to both John Wilkes and Steve Wilkes. He's no longer at the San Francisco 49ers. But we're talking about the San Francisco Giants. We're trying to get, again, like 24 hours ago, Guru. I don't know if you felt any different. But it kind of feels like every season, the way that it's trended outside of 2021, every deadline has kind of culminated with this feeling of just, oh, like, here we go again. We're at the same place in the carousel.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm done, Evan. I'm on the sidelines. I've waved the white flag. I am so sick and tired of trying to rah-rah. I saw something in his eyes. You know what I mean? And
Andrew
then
Wiggins.
You don't go out there and do your part. So I feel like I was lied to by Farhan when he took over the job, what he didn't do at the deadline yesterday, and you say night-night to Soler and Mark Canna's a Giant. Like, it ain't even about Canna. It's just like, what the F are you doing, but you held on the Snell. I don't know what's going on. And the worst part to me, Evan, is I feel like this dude, Farhan Zaidi, is coming back. That's the, like, if I'm a Giant fan, like, I got my head under the pillow of, I feel like this dude's coming back. And you know what? Real quick before we get to these calls, I feel like the ownership, they don't care. They're faithless for one, and they're just letting this dude do whatever. But the contradiction of moving Soler, who you had under control, but I'm going to hold on to Snell. Why the hell would Snell want to? And I know you said about 38 M's yesterday, but Evan, it's about winning. It's about putting on the pinstripes if possible. Both of them, Mets or Yankees, and the Phillies. And the Padres and the Giants just, again, somebody said, Guru, how dare you disrespect the A's? I've been telling you ad nauseum all year, watch the A's.
You're higher on them than I am.
Hey, the A's got moxie. They might not win, but you feel like they're trying to. The Giants are, they got funeral swag. Wake up! Let's play. We got a game to win. Runner on second, no outs. Hey, Melvin, let's hit and run. When was the last time you see the Giants hit and run? They never hit and run. It's just station to station like softball. Make something happen. I'm just saying. And now, Luciano, and then it's his time to do something. Hey, hey, bud, hey, youngster, come back over here.
Grab some pine.
Grab some pine, mate. Just weak to me, man.
Well, last night they weren't hitting or running. They weren't doing anything. And they weren't even pitching that well. I mean, Robbie Ray gave up three solos.
And they were bombs.
Or you gave up three bombs, yeah. I mean, look, yeah, Butler went dead central. Rooker hit one damn near to the glove. And then, well, yeah, Daz Cameron turned on one early in the game.
He crushed that.
Daz Cameron picked off the scrap heap.
Mike Cameron's son, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, Mike Cameron's a legend. 17 years in the show. All-star, gold glover, all the rest.
Man.
But that's kind of what we're resigned to at this point, is watching other teams use... basically a Giants value-based approach. I mean, that's what the A's do.
Oh my
that's
God.
What the A's
that
are built on.
That sounds like Happy Meal to me when you say value-based approach.
It is. It's
Yuck.
Cheap. It's cheap. It is trying to save money to produce the best results possible, and those results might just be good enough to beat the Giants, even if you're an A's team that is playing well. They're 19 games below 500. That's not a good baseball club if you take a look at the totality of things. All right, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by Atco Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Evan in for Steiny with Goo. Let's get out to the phone lines. 888-957-9570 is the number. Start with Brian in the city. Brian, how you feeling today?
Oh, man, first thing that's going to come out of my mouth is Farhan needs to go, needs to leave. I've been saying this since the offseason, ever since he struck out with Aaron Judge, every time he struck out with Ohtani. Like, I understand, like, you know, we can – this guy, I don't understand him completely. Farhan, I have not liked him. I have never liked him. I feel like he is the biggest issue in the entire clubhouse. What got me kind of mad about what I was hearing about is the young guys, this thing, and like he continues on with this, but it's like he doesn't do anything to actually back them up until he really needs them. And then on top of all of that, it's like if you go to a job and you're having a bad like sales performance, and your boss comes in and you say, oh yeah, well, what's the culture here? And you tell the boss like, hey, I'm trying to get the new employees to become better. It's like, that's not a game plan. That's literally nothing. And I feel like we're lost with this team. I'm upset with this team. I love the Giants. I was born and raised in San Francisco, and I've always loved them. But Farhan needs to go. I'm with Guru on this. He's gone. I'm done with this. He needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian. I think that's the way a lot of people feel.
Man, we asked yesterday. Call in, and I think we got one call, and he kind of, that call, I don't know if you remember, I think it was Ed, he kind of didn't go all in on Farhan. He said some things, but Evan, how can you like what you see? One playoff appearance in the last 8 years, man, while you're watching your rival just, the Dodgers, and now the Padres,
yep.
Who said night-night to Soto,
and
you look at the A's and the young talent they have. Rooker right now would be the best Giant young player. Lawrence Butler would, like, it is what it is, man. It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
No,
Edgar Allan Poe, but boy.
Well, and I think this is what a lot of people are kind of getting at. This is from the Xfinity Mobile text line. The Giants aren't getting any more of my money until Farhan is fired. This is also from the 408. Farhan and the Giants' ownership are delusional. From the 916. For a singles hitter, Farhan strikes out way too often.
Man.
From the 408, Farhan has limitations placed on him.
I'm so upset!
Value-based approach. Maybe we can't keep blaming him. I don't know who else there is to blame. That's part of this, because we found out last year that, okay, Kapler was the scapegoat, right? He's the guy who's on his
Man,
way out.
Man, infinite outcomes.
Even the first year here, I'm not saying that he was the scapegoat, but it's like, okay, well, we needed to transition from Bochy. We needed to move on from the Bobby Evans era. You know, we needed to start anew. Okay, well, What has that gotten you? Seriously, like in 6 years, what has that gotten
Man.
You?
Man.
It's gotten you less than every other team in your division outside of the lowly Colorado Rockies. Like, we posed this question yesterday. How many meaningful baseball games? Because that was in Farhan Zaidi's opening press conference when he was introduced to the fan base. I want to play meaningful baseball.
He said it.
I don't think they've been playing much meaningful baseball for 6 years. And that's why the fan who just called in, I apologize for forgetting your name real quick, but that's why he's saying, you know, I don't know if I can just, I have to start with firing Farhan. That's where people have been resigned to, because there's nothing else it feels like that is going to change this thing. Because he is the one denominator in all of this. Outside of ownership, you can't fire an owner. You fired the manager. You've moved players in and out. You've tried to change things. And it's produced 2021, which was a great season.
That was 3 years ago, E.
And it's one out of six. If you have 6 years, Goo, at the radio station, and you're good for one of them, like,
you ain't lasting four.
Do you have a job?
No, you don't, man. And that's my worst fear of this. I hope I'm wrong, and somehow they hear me on the radio or hear us, Evan, and the Giants win 10 out of the next 13. That still might not be good enough to get them the third spot. But my point is, if somehow they qualify for the playoffs, okay, I don't think that's happening because they're not doing their part. And I'm going to say this. I'm not hating on Birdsong or any player the Giants have. What I'm hating on is the offseason that was last year, where you said, you know what, Farhan Zaidi, I'm going to go spend $200 million. This is what we have. I cannot let Birdsong and his surprise and his growth blind me of the disappointment. And then the disappointment of 3.5. The fans were, they could taste 3.5. Like, you know what, Evan, 54 to go? I could see that. I could see that. Let's go. And then so there's Jetson. So there's nothing on the field tangible in a positive, under the positive category for me, that's going to supersede this disappointment from, and I'm putting Melvin in there because, Evan, something's going on to where the light switch or the furnace of passion from the Giant players is not on display. Look at that dugout, man. And you start to break 2 or 3 on the road. If you had to pick who you wanted to play out the break, it was the Rockies. And they take 2 or 3 from you. You score 9 runs in 3 games. This team cannot hit. So Pat the Bat, you're just Pat Burrell.
Well, either they can't hit or they can't pitch. Sometimes they can't field. They never run. But they don't do things in a cohesive manner. Enough to win games. Like the last 24 hours, if you include the trade deadline, Farhan Zaidi's press conference, and the game itself, the word I would describe it all with is lifeless. There's no life. There is no life in the ballpark from Giants fans that I could tell. And they had no reason to be. I was sitting around a bunch of them. It wasn't like they didn't want to root for the team. It wasn't like they didn't want to get up and clap and cheer. But there was nothing to cheer for. There was nothing to cheer for before the game when they moved off a couple players and acquired Mark Canha, who by all accounts is a great guy. Is he going to help you? Maybe. Is he going to help you get to October? I have my doubts.
7 home runs.
So there was no life before the game. There's nothing to cheer about at the deadline. I didn't hear anything. We can continue to go through this press conference, and I want to get back to the calls in a second. We can continue to go through it. There was nothing in that press conference that made me want to cheer, and there was nothing during the game last night up until maybe the 9th inning that I wanted to cheer for.
Wow, Evan, that's heavy.
But that anybody around me wanted to cheer for.
And you and I have broke bread in the cafeteria one-on-one. We've been in the Cadillac, and we've had some real serious conversations about life and different topics.
Oh, boy.
The reason I bring this up, Evan, is I've said to you, before I tell you what I'm about to tell you, Evan, I want you to be honest with me. And you always have.
I try to be.
Where I'm going with this, you just tell me if it's fair or foul, or is there anything, if there's something to it. If I look at the ledger, we all do, of Camilo Duvall as a closer, this year is an anomaly, you hope. Something's not right. And all I did all season long was blame him. Evan, I'm starting to think, is there something going on in the clubhouse? No excuses. Something, is there a disconnect for him to get in that mental groove for him to go out and perform his job? I'm not trying to exonerate him of all responsibility, but now I just feel like there's something not going on with this team from the top down to where his play and his performance is a byproduct of that. You say what to that?
I think it's all of it. I think it's mental. I think it's physical. I think it's not feeling like you have your stuff. I mean, Camilo Duvall was maybe the most confident player on the Giants the last two seasons.
Lights out!
He hasn't looked like it this year. He just hasn't.
And I wonder if he's turned off, not trying to do it on purpose, but just looking around like so kind of irritated that it's thrown his groove off.
Yeah, he used to be Tranquilo Camilo. And now he's got anxiety, it feels like. How are you feeling right now? Do you have anxiety watching this team, or do you even care? You know, I would think some fans that I was sitting by yesterday, and actually this might have been the nail in the coffin. I was sitting next to a Giants fan yesterday, and you know, I'm from the East Bay. I enjoy watching baseball. But one of the fans told me this, and I just wrote it down. The Giants are closer to being the A's than the Padres.
Man.
And I don't know if I believe that wholly.
Wow.
But watching the game yesterday, yeah, I could see how he came to that conclusion. And that's not a place you want to be. Again, as someone that has loved the A's for a lot, you do not want to be compared to them whatsoever. That's a dying franchise.
But they know who they are, Evan. And they know where they're going, even if they don't want
Sacramento.
To go. Yeah.
Let's get out to Mark in San Francisco. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Infersteiny with Goo. Mark, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Trying to figure it out, man.
I hear you. It's been a frustrating 6 years, man, and I don't even think Farhan knows where this team's going, and that's the issue. I really didn't have much of a, you know, either trade or sell, but do something. Like, you can't have one foot in the door and the other one out there. You got to make something happen, and watching his presser yesterday, It was cringy.
Mm.
I just didn't have the faith in him of what he was saying. I didn't even think he believes in it. So this dude got to go. He's not it. 6 years is too long. And that's all I got to say for that one, guys.
Thanks.
You got a good one.
Thanks, Mark.
Evan, 6 years is a long, you just said it. It is a long ass time. In sales, whatever walk of life, that is enough time for somebody to step back, engage your body of work. And this dude, I don't know how he has more wins than losses. Just not even on the, you know, obviously it's that. But other, come on, man.
It is like, we're resigned to the point where, yeah, you look at 6 years, and it has felt like a long time. It's felt like an agonizing amount of time. It's felt like a frustrating amount of time. It's felt like a time that, I don't know if it was, you know, going to be spent better. They were in a great place when he started, but I don't know. I mean, maybe Giants fans can help me out here. You know, where Farhan Zaidi took over, the franchise was certainly not in a great place, but in a way, it kind of feels like it's circled back to that point with how the fans feel. They feel demoralized. They feel like, just talking to a few of them yesterday, like there's not really much to look forward to. I mean, the only thing you have is going to the ballpark, enjoying your friends, having a good time. But you're not going there necessarily to see something special. Or you're not going there and expecting to see something special. You're going there and hoping to see something special. There's no expectation right now surrounding this team. And I don't know what even to expect this offseason. Like, seriously, it would not shock me if Farhan Zaidi does not get fired this offseason and we continue to do this dance for another 365 days until we get to another trade deadline and we probably end up with another nothing burger.
Oh, man, and just think about that. I mean, that in itself is just frightening. Evan, can I ask you, and I'm going to, and the listeners, I felt like Farhan came over here from the Dodgers with the credit of building the Dodgers. I'm looking at the Dodgers, and life without Farhan's been just fine. So again, you could say goo, and you're looking at me right now like that's not going to get us anywhere. But the bottom line is, I mean, when has he been on top of the hill? If I were with the Dodgers, I would look good at my job because they're that damn good collectively. And I'm wondering why Giant ownership bit that pill of he is the reason. He is the one that built this Dodger monster. Bring him over here and he'll work his magic. The more I think about it, it's like all he had was, to me, he worked for the right team. But when you get down and dirty with it, what has he really done? because he ain't done diddly squat here in the time he's been here.
Well, I can't give him credit for building the Dodgers. That is a group effort. But I think that's why the Giants hired him, is because they want a piece of it. I mean, the Dodgers are about as... I know we're in San Francisco. Yeah. Dodgers are about as well-run of an organization across sports.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, seriously, from the bottom up. Like, they do everything
the
right way.
They won the division after the whole decade.
They do everything well, except for win the World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no, the but seriously, they compete each and every year. They court big-name free agents. They develop prospects. They shipped a bunch out yesterday to go get Jack Flaherty, to go get Tommy Edman, to go get, you know, other pieces that will help them towards a postseason berth and a postseason push. That's what they do. The Giants have wanted to become that, but just taking a piece of it is not going to wholly reshape. Farhan Zaidi wasn't the only guy in the Dodgers. Yeah. He might have helped them. In fact, I do think he did help them.
I can't take that from him.
No, but he clearly has not had enough help around him, either because he hasn't hired the right people, or the people that he has hired, he misevaluated, or the Giants haven't given him enough help. It's so frustrating because it felt like this offseason they did give him everything that he wanted, which was a blank checkbook to go out and sign whoever he could sign. And he got some big names. And those guys now have you in a three-game below 500 hole.
Wow.
They're 53-56. The record says they are a below-average baseball team. And I think that's pretty appropriate considering what we've seen the last 6 years, which is the San Francisco Giants being a below-average franchise.
And I guess that's what bothers me when it's all said and done, because, Evan, I'm a nerd, but I think of Theo Epstein. Guys like that go and they get it done. They see it through. It's like, this dude ain't all that. But then they get it done. Farhan came with that sizzle, you know, that like, okay, that luster, he's from the Dodgers, he's going to do it. And Evan, now, if people want to say, hey, you know what, I don't like that Dodger model, nobody's the Dodgers, let's just look at Pittsburgh. Paul Skenes, it looks like an all-generational talent. He's changed everything. The Pirates, of all teams, went and did something at the deadline. Now, it may not work, but they did something. And you're 3.5 out, still in that mix with the – and you did nothing but give away Soler. Wow, Evan. So they didn't even get prospects back that you could be, at least Giant fans be like, oh, in 2028 or 2020. It was almost like for nothing. A freebie burger almost.
It's not good. It's not good. And we're trying to figure out how fans feel about it. Will's out in Marin. Will, what's going on? Welcome to 95.7 The Game. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I think one of the biggest issues with Farhan was is that he came in and he tried to like change the culture. When it didn't need to be changed, like he tried to fix something that wasn't broken by like just like forcing Bochy out right away and just trying to like do his things his own way. And I just found it kind of funny why the Giants kind of a small ball minded individual when they have like a fat giant payroll where they can pay people and they can bring in things. I'm kind of sick of the excuses too about him, you know, having to talk crap about the city. I mean, hey, I'm sorry. There's a lot of cities that have professional teams that are very good, that are way less desirable than the Bay Area. So to use that as an excuse, it's like you knew where you were coming. You knew what you were getting yourself into. Don't backtalk or put down the place that you're in because you're failing at your job. Now, the next thing I'm going to say hurts my heart, but I think that it's true. I think, honestly, like where we are and the hole that he's dug us into, we have no farm system, so that equals no future. We do have good, respectable players now. However, by the time that we are good and hopefully relevant, they're not going to be good anymore. Or if they are, they're going to be past their prime. So trade Logan Webb. Let's get some value. Like trade the Webbs, trade the Snells. Hey, Patrick Bailey probably is at his all-time height for value. Like, it sucks that I have to say this, but like by the time the Giants are going to be good and in the mix again, like Bailey might be old and not that tight. And that's just like a reality. And that's just kind of like what I have been like having to deal with recently. And it sucks. And it's just like you sit there and you go like, okay, you try to think positively. I've tried to play devil's advocate, but there's just no avenue in which I can agree with any move that he has made. Like, okay, when he was signing the Chapmans and stuff, it was like, okay, I see he's trying to make it relevant. But to me, it was kind of just like another way of him
it was kind of like how the old management was holding on to the Crawfords and the belts. It's like instead of us holding on to the guys that we already had that were good, they went out and got guys that were already kind of good and were kind of already kind of like hit their major stride and then paid them unaccordingly. And it's like, I get that we have the money to mess around with, but it was like most of these guys are rentals anyways. It was like he tried to put on, he tried to get fancy, he tried to get cute, he tried to hit us with a Band-Aid. We ripped it off real quick. It still stings, and we need a little Neosporin, dude. So help us out. Like, if you're not going to do anything, if you're not going to do anything for right now, then at least with your due diligence, Farhan, if you're listening or not, I don't give a rip. At least do something for us for in the future so that we have something to look forward to, so that when we at least go back and we go, hey, your tenure here sucked. However, you did well on your way out, and now you know what? You did do some good by us. Because that's kind of all he can do. Because, hey, the city won't let him sign free agents, as he says. City's not good enough for him. He doesn't have much to work with. So as far as I'm concerned, he's also has one foot out the door, like the previous callers have said. So let's just break it before we hate each other, and let's just start with something fresh. Thanks, guys.
Man.
Wow. Denzel, a lot to say.
Man on fire.
That's a four, Evan. One of his greatest show movies.
That was incredible.
Evan, wow.
I felt every word of that.
And I said to you yesterday, why wouldn't you move Webb? And I don't want to speak for you. I think you came back like, Google, then what do you got for people to come to your park? But I think it's bigger than that. Like, if you got Webb and you got an era where you're not winning and he's not pitching meaningful games at this point, and he threw Bailey in there, and that's why I don't understand why Snell would want to come back outside of the money. But, Evan, that's what it looks like. You ever see Star Trek? James T. Kirk, Captain William Shatner, and they're looking out that big HD window to see what's out there in space.
I know Chris Pine.
Yeah, the Giants right now. I hate that. The Giants right now, they are in trouble. So why wouldn't you say, if we're going to do it, just let's hit the reset button? Steiny would be proud of me right now if he was hearing me. But that's where I'm at. When he left, I'm like, they're still in it. Now I'm like, dude, just gut this thing.
But I don't even know what a reset looks like. I mean, seriously. And
wow.
Some of it might have been moving off of Snell. And when we come back on the other side, I do want to get to a few calls that I see. But I also want to get into what Farhan said about Snell and what direction that would have taken the franchise, what it would have taken to trade Blake Snell. Because I'm sure that was something that was thought about. It was something that was considered. And just like last night at the ballpark, it was something that basically became a nothing burger. All right. Evan Giddings in for Matt Stein. Mets with Daryl the Guru Johnson. Hey, we got some news, Goo.
Oh.
We got the Hoop It Up 3-on-3 basketball tournament returning to Thrive City for its second year on Sunday, August 11th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Damn, that's a lot of basketball. 95.7 The Game is putting a team into the tournament, and we're paying for registration for three listener teams as well. That contest will be this Friday at noon right here on Steiny and Guru. The Hoop It Up tournament is established and owned by Kevin Garnett, damn KG, and includes recreational divisions from ages 8 to 18 and above, as well as adult divisions at all levels. Each team is allowed a max of 5 players with 3 players on the court and up to 2 substitutes. For more and all the details, go to hoopitup.com/San Francisco. You think you can beat our team? We're going to have a team out there.
Yeah.
You may or may not be involved. Just make sure you're listening this Friday at noon. We're giving away 3 free entries to the tournament. If you win, you'll be able to field your own 3-on-3 team to take on the competition. All right, we're coming back on the other side after this. That segment was brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.